Hey, welcome to the Science of Parenting, research information that fits your family, where we talk about the realities of being a parent and how research can help guide our parenting decisions.
Here we are.
So here we are. We made it. We did it.
This is a podcast. We are podcasting.
This is our podcast. We are officially podcasters. We've been talking about this for a long time. We've even been practicing for a long time, and
never-ending practice.
Finally, time to just do it. So here we are. This is welcome to our Science of Parenting podcast, and we hope that you enjoy this with us. Our goal has been to create a space that gives you research information, education, while at the same time helping you recognize that as parents, we have decisions to make that sometimes, you know, aren't exactly what the book told us to do. And so that's what we want you to know is this is our judgment-free zone where we can share information and help you make decisions that work best for your family.
Absolutely. And, you know, some of you maybe have been following us on our blog or on some of our social media. And so this is kind of our opportunity. We've been able to share a little bit of research. The podcast is hopefully the opportunity to share a little bit more reality, right? Hear about us and our side of being parents and how we use information to make decisions and sometimes not always following exact advice, right? But making decisions about what's best for our family. So,
right. So a little bit about us. My name is Lori and I have three children. Some are still in school. Some are not in school anymore. My parenting journey includes a child with special needs, a move through middle school, working through house changes, location changes, temper tantrums, meltdowns, and even a moment in time where I looked at my child and said, I cannot be a parenting educator right now because this would not be good. And, you know, so just that reality of, yes, I have a background in child development and parenting, but I'm also a real live parent to three children. How about you?
Yeah. So I'm Mackenzie Johnson. I should clarify. There's another Mackenzie. You'll hear about her later. But I'm Mackenzie Johnson. And so I have two young kiddos right now. And a little bit about my experience as a parent. Like Lori, I have some educational background in like human development and family life, education and things. And I was sure when I came into being a parent, like, I know stuff, right? Like I know stuff about kids and I know stuff about parenting. Stuff. Right? I've got a plan. And if I do these things, things will be easy. Things will go always according to my plan.
The textbook said so.
Right. And that's just like, whew, that's not the case. And actually, like, I am surrounded. You will not see any part of my house, but right here, because I'm surrounded in reality right now. You know, we talk on this podcast about research and reality, and it is something that's close to my heart as a professional and as a parent, right? Like, I want trustworthy information to make decisions about my kids and my family, but I need to consider that reality, and I live quite a bit of reality around here. So, yeah, and Lori and I don't remember if we said, we actually work for Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. So our specialty is in family life. Our role is to bring research from the university out across the state of Iowa. And we kind of thought, like, what better way to reach parents with parenting information than a podcast, right?
Exactly. And we talk about research and reality. We're going to try not to shorten it too much, but we do kind of liken it to that whole idea of a little R&R. So if you need a little R&R, in our world, it means research and reality, but we also know that sometimes being able to talk about research and reality helps us relax and, you know, come back into things. And so that's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about a little R&R, a little research and reality. And I think, so let's try it out. How about?
I'm game. Right. Let's try it.
So let's try it out. So I'm going to grab this study here and see what you think about this. All right. So a 2012 study of parents found that almost 75% reported that the internet has improved the way that they've accessed parenting and that a majority of the parents agreed that technology does make their life easier. However, They share. I know, right? I'm gonna reiterate this and make it easy for you.
Yeah.
However, almost a third of the parents also reported that technology makes them feel overloaded and it makes their life more complicated. So,
okay,
you've got a whole bunch of people that said, yeah, you know, the internet has helped us get information.
Yeah.
And of those people, they also say that, you know, sometimes it's just way too much and now I'm overloaded.
Totally. Totally.
That's research.
Yeah.
There's the research.
Yeah. Okay. So there's the research.
Yeah. There's the research.
Okay.
Give me some reality.
It's a little reality. I absolutely can identify with that. Right. So sometimes it's like the midnight Googling of like, I'm desperate for some kind of answer. And like, why am I still awake in the middle of the night Googling? Whole other conversation.
Why are you Googling at midnight?
Right. Right. But I'm looking for some answers and sometimes it's like, I can't find anything I need. And then sometimes it's like, this is exactly the answer. You know, I was hoping for some information that could help me make this decision or like know what to expect of my child at this age. And then sometimes it's like, okay, I found 50 sources. This one says A. This one says like A and a half. It kind of says A, but it says A a little different.
A and a half. B, exactly.
A and a half, of course. Yeah. That's mathematical.
Yeah.
It's not a math podcast. And then B, you know? And so sometimes it is. Sometimes it's, you know, desperate for answers and technology. I do feel fortunate as a young parent to have access to technology and internet to get answers. But sometimes it's a lot.
Right. Yeah.
Sometimes it's a lot. What would you say about your reality with technology? Like with your kids being a little older.
Right. So, you know, when my children were younger, they kind of some of the first things that were happening were chat rooms. And okay. So, you know, I might find a group of moms who were, you know, my age with my age of children as well. Yeah. And interestingly enough, I often didn't tell them in that chat room that I, you know, had a child development and parenting background, education.
Ah, yeah.
You know, so I often didn't relay that information over the internet. And sometimes I felt like I just need to be a parent and I need someone to help me sift all this information that I'm getting so that I can, you know, just be a parent. Because the reality is that, when my child had a meltdown, I, you know, had to take a deep breath and go, okay, how am I going to handle this? Because I have this parenting and child development background, but in reality, I am really frustrated right this very minute.
Oh, for real. Well, and sometimes it's the difference between like, so my education tells me that this is why my kid has a tantrum, right? And so I have this background knowledge of like, I understand what's happening in your brain right now, right? And that's like this very powerful thing. And then there's this other 3/4 of me that's like, please stop.
Yeah.
Like, don't do this.
Why? Are
you trying to make supper or, right? Yeah. Like, now's not a good time. We're in a public place.
Right.
Right. And so, like, those things, they coexist, right? It's not like I have this knowledge and I always glide down this beautiful path of parenting.
Right.
It's both.
Okay. So, I have another research tidbit.
Okay.
Hit me with it. This one is from 0 to 3, one of my favorite places, 2016 information that parents want information and support, right? Okay. They want to work at being better parents. And they talk about that if they knew better strategies, they would actually use them. And so they have this motivation to get information and support. But then you have them saying at the same time, over half of them actually are saying that they don't get that support in times of stress. So in that moment of, I'm looking for it and I want to have this information, but when I am right down in the moment of stress, I'm just not finding that support.
Yeah. So they want it. If they had it, they'd use it, but they don't feel like they have it.
Right. Yep.
Okay. Yeah. That research makes total, that research is reality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially when you were talking about that, you know, Googling at 2 a.m.
Yes.
Yeah.
I said midnight. You're keeping me up way later. I'm in bed. No, hopefully. I'm maybe not. But yeah. And I think that, you know, we do want information for our kids. People a lot of times talk about the difference in your parenting and so-and-so might do it this way and so-and-so might do it that way, you know, but for the most part, we all have the goal of like raising good kids. And right. I think there's, you know, at Science of Parenting, if you've followed some of our stuff before, you know, we believe there's a lot of ways to do that. There's a lot of different ways to raise good kids. It's more about like having tools in your toolbox to use and having strategies for the one that makes sense for you as a parent and for your kids. And so, you know, like finding those tools, using that information to make your own decision, right? Like I have this whole list of stuff, strategies, research, ideas. I can use all of that and say, you know what? I'm going to take all that in. This is what makes sense for me.
Right. And that reminds me that, you know, sometimes we just need to, as parents, give each other that permission to have those tools and techniques or to have the sticky note that reminds you of the tools and techniques. I remember when I was teaching preschool, I would literally have the words to the little songs, like the wheels on the bus.
Yeah.
Right. The wipers do what? You know, in the moment, in that heat of the moment, I couldn't remember if the wipers were spinning, if the wipers were opening and closing.
Were they up and down?
Right. And so I had to give myself permission to say, it's okay that you write the words on a little note card and stick it on the wall so that when you're in stress and when you need that information, it's right there at your fingertips. And so essentially that's what we've really talked about doing here at the Science of Parenting is giving you permission to fill your toolbox, pull a couple of things out, stick them on the wall. You know, who cares who can see them? I need them here to remind me that in that time of stress, I really need support. And that little sticky just gave me support.
Absolutely. And the sticky's kind of your like, you know, going back to, we talk about R&R, research and reality, but also kind of rest. Like, right? It's like, I don't have to be using my brain. My sticky's going to tell me.
My sticky's going to tell me what to do. Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that R&R, both sides of it, you know, we talk about, most people talk about it in terms of rest and relaxation. We talk about it in terms of research and reality. You know, I think that like, that makes sense. That's what we can do. We can rest because we can lean on the information we have that we're making decisions about what's best for our family.
Yeah. It's all just about having that trustworthy information. And you said something to me the other day about being empowered, and I love that idea of and here we are. We want to empower parents and we want you to feel empowered.
I do think it comes from this place. You know, we've used the term in our own conversations, what's the term? The more than one. Oh, pluralistic parenting. That's what I want to say. I remember my own word. pluralistic parenting. You know, I talked a little bit about it, that there's more than one way to raise great kids. I think that's a part of being empowered, right? Like I am empowered to make my own decision, even if it looks a little different from your decision, and that we're both like valuable, effective, good parents, you know, and even if our decisions look a little different, that you're empowered to make your own decision because you have information you trust.
Yeah,
totally.
Exactly. Absolutely. Exactly. That's exciting. So that's why we're here. We're here to share, to empower, to help you understand that there's not just one right way to parent. It, you know, if there was one right way, there'd only be one book. And there's not one book in the parenting section, is there? So that's what we want to do here with our podcast, with our information.
So Lori gets to bring research to our show. You know, she brings in our little tidbits. I want to bring in kind of how this fits into your reality. So as listeners, as fellow parents out there, in each episode, I kind of want to break this down a little bit. So for your reality, I want to suggest as a very beginning place, stick with us, right? That's a little self-serving, right? You know, but you can like listen to some of our information now on our podcast. We have a blog you can follow. We have a website full of resources. You can follow us on social media. We have a lot of ways to get engaged because we are always going to focus on trustworthy information. That's non-judgmental, right? We're not going to tell you this is the only way to do it. We're going to say, here's some information that research has told us about our kids, about families, and then you get to take it to your own reality. So that's what I'm going to call you for this week is stick with us, catch us in a couple different ways, and look for places you can get some trustworthy information.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we've alluded to that there might be one other person or two other people.
Sneaky person in the background.
Yeah. Do you want to introduce her?
Yeah. So I told you that I'm one Mackenzie. There is a second Mackenzie, right? I think that she should join us. Hi, Mackenzie.
Hello.
Mackenzie DeYoung is our producer.
Hi.
So she's like runs the back of the show and makes it happen. Want to introduce yourself a little more, Kenz?
Sure. So I'm Mackenzie DeYoung. I am also a family life specialist alongside these lovely ladies. They know more about parenting than I do. So I get the opportunity to sit in the background, learn from them, make sure they sound good, and at the end of every episode, challenge them a little bit. So before I get to that section, I do want to note that we have one other team member. Her name is Barb Dunn Swanson.
Yes, Barb.
And she is our backbone. She does a ton of our writing. She does a lot of the research for us, so we want to thank her. She's in the background, so I won't make her come on camera, but we do thank her and want to make sure that she's noted before we move on. So this section of the podcast is going to be titled Stop, Breathe, Talk. So Stop, Breathe, Talk is a little tool that our Science of Parenting team has been using for a little while now, and we wanted to make sure we had a way to incorporate it into every podcast. So I think as we go, we'll get a little better of an explanation for you guys, the listeners, on what...
You'll have to come back.
Right, yes. On what that Stop, Breathe, Talk is. But the whole idea of it is that in those challenging moments, we're going to stop, take a breath, and we're going to talk about it rather than... reacting really emotionally if we're in angry situations or if something really is bothering us, we're going to just stop, take a moment to think about it, and then carry on. So
right.
My job is to challenge these lovely ladies just a little bit. So every time I come on the podcast, they will have no idea what's coming at them.
Which is why we look like we do. What is she going to ask?
Right. They both have like puzzling looks on their faces of what's going to come at us. And my question for the day for you is going to be if there's one piece of advice that you'd have for someone listening, thinking, okay, I'm in this overwhelmed situation. What do I do? What is that one piece of advice you'd give them in that moment? Either with an example that you've used or just something that comes to mind from the conversation or something that leads into a future conversation that we have on the podcast. So I'll turn it back over to you, ladies.
Laura, you have to go first. I need a longer breath than you get than you.
So, gosh, this is going to bring up so many different topics that we already have kind of slated out. Yeah. So I have to just tease you a little bit and not give you everything. But I think that honestly, that one piece of information is hang in there. You can do this. Like you can do this. And if that was a tool, it would be that idea of stop, breathe, talk. And we're going to talk about that. So you have to come back more.
Yes.
But yeah, you can do this. You can, especially in those moments where it feels super tough and super difficult and like you feel so lost. You can do this. And that idea of we can stop and we can breathe and we can talk.
Sure.
So that's mine.
All right. You took what I think is the obvious one.
I took the big one.
That's what I get for telling you to go first.
Yep.
So I would say, so when you talk about being overwhelmed, I think there's, you know, sometimes it's like an in the moment high emotion, you know, like we talk about temper tantrums or, you know, like if your teen slams their door and that's like a big moment for you emotionally. You know, so sometimes like that's a challenging moment is in the heat of it. And then, but the other side of it is sometimes like the stuff you reel on, you know, like your kid might not even be with you. The stuff that you're just like thinking about, like, is my child a late talker, right? Should they be doing this yet? You know, challenges they're having at school, whatever it might be. You know, so I think that's kind of the flip side of which kind of challenging moment you're in. Mm-hmm. But I would say my advice for a parent in the midst of a challenging moment is I kind of got to go back to the research and reality thing of, you know, like use the information that you've taken in,
right? So information you have about your child, right? Like, I know when my child is hungry, she is hangry, right? So like, use the information you know about your kid, what you know about yourself, right? So sometimes I know, like for me, sometimes it's riding in the car. If we are in like a long car trip, it is, that taps me out, right? Like I can't sit back here anymore. I'm done. Like I need out. And, but so like recognizing those things in yourself, right? That's knowledge you have, but right. Using all of that information about your kid, about you, about what you know about parenting, you know, experiences you've had, and use that to make your decisions. Like trust your instincts, right? Yeah. You're the best parent for the kids that you have. Yeah. Trust yourself.
Yeah.
I thought when you said, you know, that she's, when she's hungry, she's hangry. I thought you were going to say, and I know that when I'm hungry, I'm hangry. Because that's me.
Yeah, I don't know where
me.
She would
when
get
I'm,
that. I don't
when
know where
I'm
that
hungry,
would come
I'm hangry. Yeah. So just knowing those things about yourself, absolutely. And knowing kind of what those things might be that you might just be hungry. Like something as simple as that. So starting something with something simple. Totally. All right. I will see myself out. Let you guys conclude
later.
Things.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that wasn't so bad. We've passed the first one, maybe.
Ooh, we got that one. Yeah, I keep thinking, gosh, you know, maybe I have to be nicer to her in all our other job related.
In case she like gives us a real zinger. A
fireball, yeah. So there we are. Our first
episode one.
We have lots and lots of things planned. Gosh, you know, we could be grandparents by the time we get through all our topics. We'll try to pick the ones that are most relevant to our audience. So we need to know who you are, what you're doing. Chat with us on Facebook. Check us out on Twitter. We are excited to begin this. And yeah, definitely, it's not just the two of us. We have a whole team of people. We include you all, our viewers and listeners, as our team too. So we look forward to being able to share this with you. Anything else?
Well, so next week, we're going to be talking a little bit more about research and reality, where that has come from, what it means. And so you're going to have to join us. You know, like we said, we kind of teased the Stop Read Talk. You heard a little bit about the research and reality, but you got to come back to hear the rest of the story there.
You got to come back. And in the meantime, we want you to take some R&R.
Yes. Yes. Yeah,
take some R&R. Don't be too overwhelmed by everything that you're finding, and we'll help you sift it out.
Sounds good. Bye, guys. Thank you.
Bye.
The Science of Parenting is a research-based education program hosted by Lori Hayens and Mackenzie Johnson, produced by Mackenzie DeYoung, with research and writing by Barbara Dunn Swanson. Send in questions and comments to parenting@iastate.edu and connect with us on Facebook and Twitter. This program is brought to you by Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. This institution is an equal opportunity provider. For the full non-discrimination statement or accommodation inquiries, go to www.extension.iastate.edu/diversity/ext.